you join me in prayer, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, God, who is our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, here we are on this Sunday concluding our sermon series on the fruit of the Spirit. This has been a fantastic 9-week journey, and I remind you again, as I have reminded you for the past 9 weeks, that as we stay connected to the life source, as we stay connected to the source of all good and all abundance and all healing and all health and all that is good, this fruit of the Spirit will grow in us. Just like this plant that is connected to a vine, it will grow like the oranges and the apples and the grapes or whatever it is that you're growing. It needs to stay connected to the vine, its life source, to be able to develop to maturity. That's what I want in my life with the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm talking about love. And I'm talking about joy and peace and kindness and generosity and faithfulness and gentleness. And even self-control. We need that. And as we stay connected to God, the light of God's light grows this fruit in us. And it'll be a beautiful thing. Let's review. Let's go back to week number one, where we talked about love. Love being like a gold nugget. And how important it is for us when we get stuff in life. Sometimes, just like those miners did when they were panning for gold, they go into the riverbed where that gold is, and there's a bunch of stuff in there. And they don't want all the stuff. And we have to sift out that stuff as it goes through our lives. And what remains is love. Pure love, like a gold nugget. And then we talked about that exciting, that fabulous, that fleeting experience that washes over us like a refreshing wave. And I'm talking about the experience of joy and how important it is not to cling so tightly to joy that it suffocates it when it comes into our lives, but to kiss it as it goes by, knowing that there will be continuous joy if we allow that to just enter into our lives and to bless it as it goes by so that we can keep on receiving new joy. Talked about peace, peace with God, peace with ourselves, peace with others. And then we got to patience. Finally, we got to patience. And that is about being under control and the capacity to accept or tolerate delay or trouble or suffering. Without getting angry or upset. Now, that is the fruit of the Spirit when that happens. Because I want to start getting upset and angry when things all of a sudden don't go my way. And you look under it from the original Greek, it means under or to remain under control. Or to abide under difficult circumstances as when it's possible to escape or avoid them. We go through those things and we need that. God grant us your patience. Not in our own strength, but in God's strength. We talked about kindness. Oh, we need kindness in this world, don't we? More love, more joy, more peace, more sweetness. Kindness is being caring. It's being tender-hearted. It is being compassionate. And kindness is not something that we just sit and do. It's an action. It's an action on our part. And then generosity. I like that. Liberality in giving and whatever we are doing and how it is more blessed to give than to receive. And that generosity really becomes a part of our worship. When we are coming to church, just coming to church, it is a part of worship. When we are giving in the offering, when it comes by a little bit, it is about giving as unto God. It is a worship. It is not just paying a bill. It is not just fulfilling an obligation. It is worship unto God. And when we experience it and when we change it into that kind of worship, it's a blessing in our hearts. Grateful people are generous people. It feels good to be generous. And then I want to challenge you that a spirit of generosity in your life will transform you. Amen. Just experience generosity and watch it transform you. Then we talked about faithfulness, to be trustworthy, to be loyal, and to be that kind of person that you can absolutely depend on. Woo, don't we need that in our lives? Faithful. And then it makes me think about Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, God, unto me. Then it goes on to the morning by morning, new mercies I see. And I'm so grateful for the mercies of God that are new every single morning. They're ours. God gives us that opportunity. Reset every morning. Mindset to get centered. And then gentleness is eye-opening for many of us. And we talked about that definition being power under control. Sometimes we think about gentleness as being meek and mild. Or I like to look at the image of a cute little kitty just laying there, purring on your lap. How wonderful. That's so gentle and that is so beautiful. But gentleness is power that is under control. And how we also then need to be gentle with ourselves and gentle with others. And last week we talked about self-control, meaning strength or the ability to contain ourselves. That's self-control, looking at this picture. And like the rest of the fruit, this is a gift from God. It is supernatural. In 2014, I had the opportunity to take a trip of a lifetime, and I was blessed to be able to go visit a friend in Australia. How many of you have ever been to Australia or New Zealand or an experience like that? And my friend Matt lives there, and he invited me to go with him, and he is an elementary school principal, not in one of the big cities like Sydney and Melbourne, or he's in the outback. Way in the outback, and you can't get there in 6 months of the year when it's the rainy season. You can only get there by plane, dropping you off, and, you know, if they can clear the runway enough in those times. And it's quite an experience to be there. And we got there right after the rainy season was just drying up and going through these roads that have been washed out during that time. And I was able to live with an Aboriginal tribe while we were there. And I had to go on into this place that is set aside. And the chief of the tribe had to actually give me permission to be able to be part of the community. And what a joy it was to be able to be there. Well, you know, he's a school teacher. And so I got to go with him into some of the classes and experience that. Kids are the same everywhere. It does not matter where you are from or what language you speak or anything else. Kids are kids. And I tell you, if you don't keep them under control, they can go crazy. And so we had an opportunity then to, he says, do you want to help me out? I said, anything I can do. And so they said, pick your favorite book. So they yelled out their favorite book, and then it was story time. And I got to read this book, and it's called The Gardener and the Vine. And while I was reading this book, I thought, oh, this preaches. This is good. You can find a lot of truth from kids' books, right? It is just like made down to my level is what I think, why I like it so much. And so I would like just to read this, The Gardener and the Vine. And this is by Andrew McDonough. I'm just going to sit down. Just pretend like we're just in a nice classroom. Get all comfy, not too comfy that you'll fall asleep. And just enjoy this. The Gardener and the Vine. God, open up our hearts to the truth of this book and how it applies to us. On a wild, lonely hill, on a thin, scraggly vine, lived a branch named Basil. Everyone say hi to Basil. And I forgot to say that there is a part here that this is a kind of like participation because the kids knew this book so well. Whenever I get to this part in the book where I go snip, then we do the same thing, okay? So I'm going to go like this, snip.
Snip.
One more time.
Snip.
Now say it like you were 10 years old and you got all this energy inside of you.
Snip.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. So Basil lived on this thin, scraggly vine on a wild, lonely hill. And that's all he knew. He'd gotten so accustomed to that life that was his life. That was his viewpoint. That's all he knew. Basil never visited anyone. No one ever visited Basil until the day the gardener came. The gardener looked up and down the vine. Basil, he said, You're exactly the branch I've been searching for.
Basil looked over his shoulder to check if there were any other branches named Basil. And there wasn't any other branch named Basil, so the gardener was talking to him.
I have good news and bad news, said the gardener. The good news is you're going to grow lots of grapes.
Excellent, said Basil.
And the bad news? Well, I need to cut you off this scraggly vine.
Oh, said Basil, I think you've got the wrong branch. You must be talking to somebody else.
No, trust me, Basil. Trust me. I'm the good gardener.
Basil thought about the bad news. And then he thought about the good news.
Okay, then, said Basil. I'm in your hands. I'm in your hands.
So the gardener took his snippers and...
Sniff!
You got it. He placed Basil into his bag. This is the end, cried Basil.
No, 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 said the gardener. This is just the beginning. So down the wild, lonely hill they climbed, away from the thin, scraggly vine, and they went across the hot, hot desert, and then over the snowy, cold mountains, and then through the jungly, scary jungle. Look at those scary animals there. And into a beautiful garden. And there stood a magnificent vine.
Wow, said Basil.
Now that's a vine.
He got excited about that.
Basil, said the gardener, again, I have good news and bad news. The good news is you're going to grow plenty of grapes. And the bad news is I need to cut the vine.
No, said Basil. You can't cut this magnificent vine. It's too beautiful.
Trust me, Basil. I'm the gardener. The gardener took his snippers and...
Sniff!
And he cut deep into the vine.
Ouch!
And then the gardener took Basil and placed him deep into the cut in the vine. And the gardener wrapped around and around, joining Basil with the vine.
This is the end, cried Basil. I'm going to die. I know I'm going to die.
No, said the gardener. This is a new beginning. Get ready to live.
Get ready.
And then a new strength and a new life surged through Basil.
Basil, said the gardener, I want you to meet the vine.
Welcome, Basil, said the vine.
I have good news and great news.
The good news is now you're a part of me.
And the great news? Asked Basil.
Well, we're going to produce plenty of grapes, said the vine. And sure enough, that summer, Basil and the vine produced plenty of grapes because Basil trusted the gardener. And thanks to the gardener. The end.
As we're going through, if we were in a classroom, we would want to kind of like talk about the book now. So now it's time for a pop quiz. What do you think is the main point of this story? What's the main point? Okay, I like that. Trust is real good. That's a real good one. Staying connected to the vine. And the end result is to produce more fruit. That is the main point of really wanting to produce fruit and wanting that to be in our lives. As we're just finishing up this fruit of the Spirit, and as we stay connected to the vine, as we trust the gardener. Now, the gardener, in the gardener's wisdom, knows what's best to make that happen. Sometimes we just get so used to our circumstances, we don't want to have any change. We didn't even know that we're a scraggly vine where all of the life at once was just so exciting and so powerful. But over the years, as things got mundane and over again, and we don't feed it, we don't water it, we don't go to all these different things that feed our spirits, that we become this vine that we don't even know we need anything. Basil was just content, albeit lonely. And then comes the gardener. And then when he put his trust in the gardener, that is what made all of the difference. And sometimes the gardener has to do things in our lives like that hurt. And when it hurts, we just think, God, why? What's the purpose? I don't understand. Because I am looking at it in my own viewpoint. I'm looking at it in my own time. And when that happens in my own life, I just keep on going back to Isaiah 55. God, for your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Your ways are higher than my ways. You see the beginning from the end. I can just see this little bit right here. And God, give us the faith to trust in you in the midst of the snipping and the grafting and then in the healing process. And sometimes healing takes longer than we want. We want it to be done. We want it yesterday. And then we get frustrated. And sometimes people don't understand. And that even makes it more frustrating. So God, help us to continue to stay connected to the vine, to trust, and to give our lives over to the Master Gardener over and over again so that we can grow this fruit. This fruit of the Spirit that will naturally grow in us. And I want us to go through this list one more time as we say the fruit of the Spirit. And let's just look and let's claim those fruit in our lives as we say, God, with your help, whatever it takes, as we stay connected to you, I ask you to grow in me the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And against these things, there is no law. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.